Okay, so this is a very interesting and special childhood story all about the beard. Okay? In fact, the name of the story is Adikaran. What does it mean? The man with the beard. Okay? It's called Adikaran. The man with the beard. Are you ready for the story? Long time ago, when Papa was a little boy, there was the mysterious Tharikaran, in bracket, the man with the beard, living nearby. Nobody knew much about this guy, but there were three people who knew something about him, and one of those three people was me. I knew what it was all about. He was actually a saint. And you know, we all know about saints in India, like the other ones that give boons. They do great penances and they get boons from the gods, and then they can give boons or give curses. So you have to be very watchful about this Tharikaran. Every time Tharikaran walks through the street, pretend to be invisible. I would just walk sideways until the road ends, then I would keep walking sideways through the dirt until the dirt ends, and then I would still walk sideways until there was a drain. I would cross the drain, not by swimming, just by putting my feet across, and reach the wall. I would just kind of stick around on the wall and watch the dread Tharikaran as he walks by.
Who is on TV when you
Shh,
about it?
don't! Shh! Dangerous talk around the Tharikaran. Don't ask random questions. Papa's hiding, stuck on a wall.
You're here.
Oh. Okay, fine. All right. All right, that is true. All right. So the other person was the other person was the body part, of course.
The other person.
Third person? That was in this room. I knew at that point I knew only two people that knew the mystery. And I did not know about this third person. And by the end of the story, you'll see who the third person is. You do that, and Papa will stop the story.
Why is Roy doing that?
Okay, just see what happens next, because see, Tharikaran, he would walk by, and the way he walked was pretty scary. He walked as if he was on a hunt. That is, slow, sneaky steps with his hands in his front, like tool claws, and his teeth were slightly bared.
Are you sure this is real? Are you sure this is real?
Oh yeah, of course. My childhood stories are always real.
Sure.
Okay, right. And then he went by, and Papa, that's when I would peel off from the wall, right? Peel off from the wall and get back to the street, and I would take my first breath. All right, so Tharikaran and I went away today. But now you haven't asked me the real question. What is the secret that I know about this Tharikaran? The thing is, the Thadi itself, that is the beard. I felt that the beard was not real. It was not real. And the whole thing was a big scam.
Wait, was that his
makeup? He told us this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't you gonna be a criminal?
The criminal. Oh yeah, that was another third Karen, but this is, yes, pretty similar. Well, people with gigantic thirties, yeah, watch out for them. Watch out for them. So this guy, I always suspected that the thirty was a fake. And you know why?
Why?
The color of his hair was white. Then how come his thirty was completely black?
I don't know his beard.
Hmm?
Hmm?
Tadi means beard, right? The tadi was black and the hair was white. Hmm? So that tipped me off that there was something afoot. It's something afoot on his jaw, right? Something afoot on his jaw. So Papa was, and that exactly was what freaked me out. That it was quite unsettling to see a man with a white hair and black beard pretending he was Thadi Karen. So the whole story unfolded quite dramatically one Friday.
Okay.
Nobody has ever seen the Thadi Karen after that incident, and this whole story is about that one incident that happened right in front of my house.
What is it?
So on Friday, things were normal as usual. The cat walked on the wall saying meow, meow, alright, as usual. The gas man, he's the guy who brings a gigantic container of cooking gas. He comes as normal. Clunk, he places the cooking gas in front of the house and goes away as normal.
Why don't people have that anymore?
Hmm? That's a different subject matter, don't you think? And the bicycle man went by as normal.
What's a bicycle man?
A man that looks like a bicycle. Yeah. That's a different story. But back to the Thadi Karen. And then the Thadi Karen starts walking towards us. Who is us? It's me and a bunch of kids in the neighborhood. We were playing the boy and the little stick game. It's called Kutim Kolum. The boy and the stick game. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing the game. All the neighborhood kids were very active. And that's when the Thadi Karen walks towards us. Returning from his afternoon. Returning from his day's job. The job that no one knows what it's all about. So his white hair was shining as normal, black beard was hanging as normal, and he walks slowly as if he's advancing towards his prey. So as normal, all the kids froze, we all backed off, all found our corners on the walls. I found my favorite spot, which was directly on the face of the wall. So I just stay there flat, with just my eyes shifting around. And as I looked, I noticed that not all the kids had found their spots. And I panicked. Oh, someone did not find their hiding spot. Oh no.
How many kids didn't?
There were about six of us. The Thadi Karen approaches. He keeps walking like a little monster. Comes. His two hands very thin, wiry, dark. I remember something like claws, but that must have, that must be my imagination. Don't let that fool you. He keeps coming. He keeps coming. And I keep thinking, let me think. Who is the boy who hasn't found? And I was like, don't. Third car is nearby. Shh. Hey. Krishna, stop it. Shh. Third car. And I just, my eyes just keep darting left to right. Where's the, who? Okay, here's Abiju is there. Gobiju is there. Good. Sibiju is there. Good.
That's sorry.
Vessor is there. Very good. And then, where's the fifth? And I was like, who is that fifth one? No, fifth one is me. Fifth one is me. But hey, who's the sixth boy? The sixth boy is not there. And Thadikaran has reached right in front of us. And that's when you hear this horrible scream.
Wow.
Yeah. And my eyes popped. And I thought, what the? It was a Thadikaran. He's standing in the middle of the street screaming in agony. And what is this I see? It's my brother, the sixth one. He had jumped and hung himself on, held himself on the beard.
You told us
this. Shh, that was another one.
No, that was this
and,
one.
And the poor Thadikaran was wailing in agony. Ah! And my brother jumped off quickly and ran away. It's like, what the? The beard was real. Thadikaran was... Poor guy coming home from the work. All the kids unpeeled, ran off. We never mentioned this little incident ever again. Thadikaran left the neighborhood the very next day. His house was empty. After that, kids found a new place to play, his empty house. End of story. That's it.